Enter draft, 7 round, full speed. I'm gonna hit the timer. We got 3 minutes.
Right, okay, so hear me out in this one, right? So Eagles are at number 22, right?
Yep.
What could we do for Trey Lance? Use that as a trade option to move up.
Are you thinking of trying to jump up ahead of the Eagles to get Jackson Powers? Is that what you're getting at? I like that. So is that what we're going to try to do? You want to try to hop the Eagles to get Jackson Powers, the center.
Yep.
You have to pick where we're trading, and that's what we're going to go for on this draft.
Where we're trading?
Yeah, what spot we're going to try to jump up to?
Number 19.
19. Okay, let's do it. Let's enter draft. 19. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to let it run, and I'm going to pause it just before. Okay, he's on. So you want to trade to 19 with the LA Rams?
Yep. Swap the first round picks.
Okay, I'll zoom into here.
Give them Trey Lance.
We're trading up to 19. We're giving our 24th. We're also going to give them Trey Lance. Oh, they're going to accept that right off the hop.
Go 155. They're one of the compensation picks for sure.
Okay, we'll try 155. No.
Yeah, try 209.
Oh, we got it.
Oh, we got it.
We got it. Yeah. Paul! The Will McClay. Okay, welcome. I mean, we did this to get at rank 19, Jackson Powers Johnson. That's the guy we traded up for. I don't even think we mess around with this. I think we just drafted him.
Welcome to the...
And there is an error predicament now. There is Troy Fotano as well. Like, do you want to get
risky
the best
business.
Left tackle?
Which we have taken. We have taken Troy Fotano before, and I agree with you. And he actually, since we did that with J-Tuck, shout out to J-Tuck, Fotano has jumped up quite a bit. He was not close to being 13. What do you guys want to do? I'm down with either of these dudes.
I mean, I think the more desperate need is probably center right now, but there is some other good left tackles we could still pick up.
Hey, man, say less. We're taking him. Jackson Powers Johnson, welcome to the team.
And let's see where Fotano goes. Oh, Peyton Wilson went in as 23.
Oh, he just went there.
He went. Okay.
So we got a slow go here. I'm going to let it run. I'm going to restart the clock as it goes. So you guys happy with that? Getting a center, trading up?
I'm very happy with that one.
And all we had to do is get rid of Trey Lance.
I just like the moves.
And we just had to get rid of Trey Lance. I'm good with that. Cowboys are going to be on the clock. And I'm going to speed this up, fellas, now that we are past the first round. Here we go, fellas. I'm starting the clock. Okay, so round two. I'll zoom in here.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Round two, I'll scroll down for you here, Paul. We have Jaden Hicks, Chris Jenkins, Keon Coleman, Jonathan Brooks, Keon Amagaji, who we took before, Marshawn Nyland, Jalen Polk, and Edgerrin Cooper. I don't know if we want to go too much further down that list, but here's some players. Like, what position are you thinking right now?
Jonathan Brooks, halfback. He's right there.
He is there, and there's Cooper, the linebacker as well.
But we're big fans of Cooper.
Yeah, we like Coops.
We should do a flip a coin in this one.
Do we have a coin?
I
do, actually. I have a yes, no coin.
Oh, he does.
Who's yes, who's right, no?
So heads should be Texas, and...
I don't have heads or tails. I have yes or no. So yes, what's no? Yes, well, and what's no?
Yes for Brooks.
Kay.
No for...
Cooper? We got yes.
Jonathan Brooks.
That's Texas. That's where we're going. I like that we did that. Flip a coin. We just made a rule without doing it. Welcome to the team, Jonathan Brooks. Let's draft him up. Okay, Jonathan Brooks. Guys, I'm not hating this right now. We're becoming a power offense right now. So now we're 25 right. picks away. You can't hate the pick.
No.
We juiced up. We were all mad about not getting a running back in free agency. We just got our running back for the next 5 years or 4 years or hopefully 10.
And we ended up picking up another pick in what round?
We took a comp. We got a comp. We got 233. So I believe that's sixth or seventh. So here we're on the clock, fellas. We got 3 minutes starting now. I'll zoom back in here and we can discuss. So we picked up a center in the first round that we traded up for and got rid of Trey Lance, which Cowboys Nation might crucify us for.
Oh, yeah.
And then
You traded off our starting quarterback?
And then we hooked him with Jonathan Brooks in the second round. So let's check out what we got. Cameron Kitchens, safety. Renardo Green. Cedric Van Pran. Blake Corum. Mason McCormick. Kalen Bullock. Jerrion Jones. Bucky Irvin. Man, a lot of good running backs in this draft. Dadrian Taylor Demerson, Maurice LeFau, Sion Vakhi, Ray Davis. Now we're kind of getting away from anywhere we'd like to actually pick up. What are you guys thinking?
Let's go positional
can,
here.
Can you filter out just to see where the other linebackers are actually positioned as well?
You want linebackers?
Yeah.
Okay. On it.
Just to see who's available.
So those are your top three.
So Cedric Gray, we could probably get back.
But don't, don't forget, we don't have a next pick. So Paul's right. Yeah. If we want to get Cedric Gray, it would have to be essentially dropping back. But a guy that we've never looked at, Paul, and we still got a minute 43 Etchenberg, on the clock.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to look at both these guys just to see some size, because these aren't any dudes that we've talked about. So with...
Boosh it out a little bit there. Okay, just go for it.
So 6'2", 239.
Like the size.
Mm-hmm.
Not as tall, but good.
That kind of falls close to Zimmer's ideal.
6'2", 239, not terrible. His stats, I mean, he got better in 2023. Let's see what he lined up in the box. That's kind of what he predominantly played. He had 421 snaps in the box in 2023, and he had actually some D-line snaps.
Got 1 minute left.
We got 1 minute. I just want to check out this other guy, and then we'll try to make a trade. Tommy Etchenberg. So he got bad. He did not have a good 2023 season, according to PFF, and he's 6'2", 239, exact same size. So...
So here's what I would probably look at this one as: try and trade back two or three places, see if there's any other teams willing to do that. So let's see what offers we have first.
So we'll here with the Broncos. Wow, man, that's far back.
No. I would look for who's the next teams behind us. See if you look to the left. So you're the Packers, Bucks.
Packers, Bucks, Cardinals.
We got 20 seconds. Actually, we got 20 seconds.
Trade for number 99.
99? Okay. Los Angeles Rams. We traded with them again.
Is it 91?
91?
Packers. Is it the Packers?
We're going to get fucked here. They're 89, 88.
All right, just swap that. Get the 87 and throw in like the 264.
Yeah, you gotta finish this up here.
Yeah, no. Yep, no.
This one? Okay.
Yep.
They took it.
Okay, good.
Right, cool.
Okay, we got some breathing.
So usually we went against the rules. If the timer goes off, usually we just have to take the next guy on the board.
But you were clicking already, and if it didn't go that, then we'd have to. Like, it's like...
I like what you're saying.
You were in the middle of clicking it, so, I mean, you're processing
so
it.
So we traded back.
You got sausage fingers. You weren't clicking.
I did. Yeah, you're not wrong. So now this is the kicker. We still have pick 87. So we still have 88, 174. So this is going to be our last pick with 3 minutes. After that, it goes down to a minute 30.
Unless you boosh it back for if we don't like the positions at 88. Yeah, or now we just have a bit more time to finagle a trade, because every position that we're looking at right now is still there.
Yeah, everyone's still there. They took Blake Corum. The Packers took Blake Corum.
I didn't want to kind of bust your bubble, but I was meaning the second Packers pick, you know, the one that was like number 91.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I was button mashing. I do see the 91 now. I was like, it's weird. Yeah. He only wants to move back one. I see 88.
Right? I heard you say 91.
I heard 91 too, but hey, fellas, when I'm flying the ship and asteroids are flying at me, I got
to
make moves.
So now try to trade back again.
It's not real though. That's never going to happen. That's not realistic. We're drafting at this spot.
All right.
So what do we want here?
Let's look at Notre Dame linebacker again. He should be number 96. Yes, there we go. So he's not far off from what we want him.
That's a 6'2", 239.
Yep.
I don't mind this, guys. Powerful downhill linebacker, attacks ball carriers and blockers with bad intentions. His instincts and feel for spot zone coverage still needs work. If he is to be relied upon consistently, he is projected as a contributing inside linebacker for an either 4-3 or 4-3.
Okay.
I like that.
Look at his hometown. Look at his hometown.
Inside. Yep.
Look at his hometown. Yep. And I'm sure if you want to do a look check on him, like we like to do, we like to get our eyes on some of these guys. I bet you he's going to look like a dog.
There he is. Kind of nerdy, actually.
Yeah, I was not expecting
I wasn't expecting that as well.
I mean,
but if it looks have a bit bigger shoulder mass and stuff like that and a different haircut, then maybe a difference.
6'2", 234, though, guys. I mean, and I when we clicked them, the first thing it says here, let's go first look. This is what we like to hear. Powerful downhill linebacker who attacks ball carriers or blockers.
I'm happy with
that's exactly what we're kind of
that's what we're looking for. So I think we just got to go with them.
Yeah. I'm happy with that.
Okay.
Take them. Boosh them
up. Welcome to the team. Maristiff Luafau. Maurice Luafau. I'm sure I butchered your name. Okay. Now we're going to 174, fellas. It's going to take a bit to get there. We're still 79 picks away because we don't. It's funny. We don't have a fourth round pick because we traded for Trey Lance, but in this draft we traded away Trey Lance.
Okay, so let's talk. We got linebacker, we got halfback, we got center, and
those are our three picks.
Those are the three. So who are we targeting now?
That was the last one. It's still going 57. But don't forget, now we're down to a minute 30. So we
we've changed. Now the clock's been changing there, Paul. So stop jerking around. Make sure you know what you want here.
Yeah, we gotta think.
Here, Paul.
We got 46 picks left. Let's talk. What are we thinking for position? What's a big need? I think defensive end. We lost two depth pieces. Yep. We're getting to that point in the draft of
D-line or O-line.
The trenches are always a good pick. We'll kind of look at, I think we look at defensive line. I mean, even tackle, if there's a dog out there, possibly. There goes Cedric Gray at 145. So he lasted.
Smith just went.
He lasted a while.
50 Shades of Cedric Gray.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Cedric Gray off the board. Couple Michigan guys back to back for AJ. We got 8 picks left, and then we're hitting it hard, fellas.
You're right on the clock.
Minute 30, guys. Here we go.
Okay, Joel Milton. Hey, Joel Milton is right there.
Oh my God.
He had a cannon on him. We don't have Trey Lance. We don't have Trey Lance.
Right.
I mean, I don't hate it.
After we make our pick, right? We're not picking a quarterback. We're not.
Okay. I'm glad you. You know what? Hey, Luke McCaffrey's there. We got a bunch of Michigan guys.
So what did we talk?
We said either defensive end, which there's nothing on the board for defensive end.
Walter Rouse. We got Walter and Trevor Keegan. So
we got Walter Rouse. First looked 6'6", 322.
Like the size.
Good size for a left tackle.
It looks like he takes equal snaps on both left and right. Go back to that for a sec.
He's a pure left tackle.
Yeah, pure left tackle.
Let's see what they say for his first look, guys. They don't really give him. They don't even show him his hometown. That's what happens when you're this deep into the PFF mock draft. Do we like tackle? We're going to talk. What are we saying Tyler Smith is playing here?
22 seconds.
If he's playing guard, then yeah, we will need to draft a tackle. And like you're kind of saying, I'm not a big fan of position flex, of moving him back in and out constantly. If he's playing real well established as a guard.
We got 9 seconds or we're taking Milton if the buzzer goes.
Yeah, go for Milton. Yep.
We're taking Milton?
The quarterback or Rouse? Quarterback or Rouse?
Rouse, sorry.
Rouse. Okay.
I got him. Okay. I got Rouse.
Oh, shit.
Paul, don't you ever do that to us again. Fuck. We got him. Welcome to the team, Rouse. So we got 18 picks. We really got to beef up our depth at defensive line here, fellas.
Okay.
With looking at what happened today in free agency, we've lost some depth pieces on the D-line. These are the rounds where you got to look at depth in those spots. We still got a shit ton of picks. We got 202, 213, 216. Like, we got a bunch. Did I start it? No, I didn't start it up.
But hey, while we're getting some free time here, it's not a bad idea to take another linebacker.
I like the looks of this dude too, Steel Chambers.
We don't need a center.
He's only
6'1", 232.
We definitely need more. We do need to get at least two linebackers, I would say.
Okay, Zion Logue, defensive interior.
Oh, Tyron Hopper had a terrible 6'2", 220. These guys aren't big enough.
Okay, go.
They're not big enough.
Zion Logue.
Loogie.
Defensive interior. What's his size?
Hey, 6'5", 3'10". He'll put another 10, 15 on. I don't hate that. Yeah. Georgia, he's balling.
Yep.
And this is a spot we got to take a DI.
Okay. My vote is him or Frank Gore Jr.
We already took our running back.
I know.
What about Tyron, we already looked at. Guys, what's more? We look at the top. These guys on the screen right now, out of this list, I think the most important position is defensive interior.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Welcome to the team. That was our fastest pick. Zion, great name too. So now we're going back right at 7 picks.
Yeah, some of these schlubs are going to probably still be here.
So I'm going to start it right now. We got a minute 30 on the clock. Still got that linebacker.
You didn't like Tyron Hooper, though.
No, I didn't like his size. You need me to zoom in here?
Okay, so we got tackles. Look at Driscoll and then Cocker. Driscoll's right at the top.
But we don't need a tackle. We took a tackle two picks ago.
Right.
We took a pick. This is wide receiver territory. You could get depth piece. You could get depth piece here. CB. CB's also there.
I'm kind of thinking, what do we do if we do let go Gallup?
Right.
Well?
So I don't, realistically, if we're looking and we're talking Cowboys and what position they need, a Tanner Bordellini, who we've took multiple times in our drafts, we are not taking because we traded up for a center. But I look at CB and I look at wide receiver. You got the Texas boy, Jordan Whittington, which I know nothing about, but let's see his size here.
30 seconds.
We got 30 seconds. I'm CB's all about.
If he's 6'1".
6'1", 2'4", not down. Want me to check one more wide receiver?
Check one more.
Check that other wide receiver.
Well, hey, you want me to zoom in? You got to deal with me being trying able to get out of the zoom ins.
Oh yeah, we're taking.
Oh shit! We're
lost.
Take the other one. Just take Dominic. Who's the other wide receiver? Dominic Levitt. Try that guy.
I'm taking him. Hey, we're back up already again, though. Welcome to the team. So we're already back up. We could take both those guys and hope one of them turns out.
Do a filter for linebacker again, will you?
Okay.
Just to see like where the nearest. So 235. Ooh. Penn State.
Penn State linebacker. You
Curtis 50 Cent Jacobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's check his size and attributes.
First look. None of these guys. These are all depth piece. 6'1", 238. Yeah, not terrible. Short, but at least he's got that weight, I guess.
He's got the weight, but not the height. Let's try. Yeah, Darius.
You want to give him a go? Yeah. On the bright side, I forgot to start the timer.
Oh, check his coverage grade. So that's pretty good. So,
And he had a good season, to be honest. Yep. I just got to start this timer here.
Let's go to first look.
Let's check it out. 6'1", 230. So you're still there.
So he's better coverage than the last dude. And
I'm looking for size too. I want a beast here. Let's Dallas Gant in Dallas.
Run defense though.
Let's see his size. 6'3", 230.
His run defense is pretty good.
And you're getting some size there. What about this Daquan Hardy?
Okay, let's
CB.
Take a look at him.
5'9".
No.
Get out of here.
Cornerback is 5'9".
181. Like. Going on, what do we got? We got 35 seconds.
Go for guard or an
center. Sorry,
trade.
No, can't. We're too deep. Safety trade.
Safety. Just in case. Who knows?
Check him.
Oh, he's got good grades.
Good coverage. Look at his coverage grades. His coverage grades.
6'2", 210. We're taking him.
Good. Air Force Falcons.
What's his name?
Oh shit.
What was his name?
Oh, go to, it's the Air Force it's Falcons, Air Force, right? Force, Trey Taylor. Trey Taylor.
Got him right on the buzzer, baby.
TNT.
Welcome to the team. So we got 10 picks left, fellas. Ooh,
two picks left.
Right.
But till we go.
One of those linebackers still be available. One of those linebackers has to be available.
And I think we just take the top rated one or the guy that we liked with the size. Start it up. Curtis Jacobs.
Both of them are there.
So who was the guy we liked?
Dallas Gant.
Yeah, Dallas Gant.
He might be there in our next pick, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So I would leave him to last.
What do you guys think about?
Go D-line again.
Oh, yeah. We didn't. We haven't taken. Yeah, we haven't taken defensive. Let's go edge.
Oh, ooh, they're back there, too.
They're back there. We definitely
this is not bad, though.
I mean, 6'4", 246,
a decent run grade. I think he's a decent pick. However,
but do we go for
you swap him? So get him on the next one and then pick a linebacker up.
That's what I mean.
So Khalid Dirk,
but we didn't like Curtis Jacobs. We didn't like his size.
No, we also don't like his size necessarily. His size is as similar as our Dallas Gant. Dallas Gant just has a better run protection.
Well, and he's 6'3".
Yeah, we want a guy that's got better run defense.
Trevin Wallace, William Wallace's son.
Oh, he's garbage. He's just not good.
Yeah, he's average.
We're not taking that bum. 24 seconds.
Oh, gosh.
Do we gamble? We got to take, I think.
I would gamble it on Gant if I'm being perfectly honest.
Okay, let's do it. Let's Gant's good. Gant's good, and then we'll get this defensive end schlub at the end. Welcome to the team, baby.
It might be a reach, but if you look at the accolades and you like, it might not be there. So
exactly. Okay, so we got our last pick, and let's check out that edge.
Didn't we pick on our last one, Talua Tagovailoa?
We took him as our last pick. We did. Oh, we lost
gone.
Him.
He's gone.
We lost him. Where did he go to? Where is he up here? Oh, Khalid, he went two picks after us.
He went right after us.
The Seahawks got him.
Damn it.
The Seahawks got
him. Okay, well, let's take J.J. Weaver.
Let's check him out.
Let's check him out. Let's boost him out here.
Dream Weaver.
I don't want to dream no more.
His outside tackle, off ball. Okay, so he did play a lot. 6'5", 244.
357, that's a decent...
Not bad.
I don't mind it, guys.
Take it, Kentucky Wildcat. Welcome to the team.
We're going for size. We're size queens. We're AJing it here.
Let's check Cedric Wilson first as well.
Cedric Johnson from Ole Miss.
CJ.
Ooh, shit, Rundy.
I don't like his, I mean, he's beefy.
Nah. I think we go with the 6'5", 244
guy. He's a beefy Rebs.
Okay, JJ Weaver, welcome to the team. Final pick. Let's see this draft. Let's handhold. Let's see your draft grade. Our grade probably won't be great, but...
Don't say that.
We're not grade queens.
You may be surprised.
Let's see what we got here. Grading your draft. Stay in your seat.
We're not going anywhere.
Standing up.
Anth might go to the bathroom again.
You're a dick. So a lot of Bs.
Hey, so far so good. Bs.
A lot of Bs. Oh, there's A's. Hey, Zion, I like this because, I don't think we've taken any of these guys in
no,
any
we
prior
haven't.
Draft. So this is what
and
I like.
And Zion Legu is my guy. A minus B. Guys, not bad. Trey Taylor.
Not great. Mm. Dallas B plus. Okay. Weaver C plus. A, B.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Not a
better
bad
than
draft.
I did. Better than I did in high school.